Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are few things that build real connection to Israel like actually being there, walking the land, meeting the people, seeing how communities have struggled, are growing, are rebuilding, are thriving despite everything. Joining us is Michael Kranzdorf. He's the chairman of the Jewish National Fund to talk about their upcoming solidarity mission to Israel. Michael, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So before we get into the details of this specific trip, what is a solidarity trip? How is this different from a standard visit to Israel?
I think that's a great question. So look, solidarity trips are not just sort of, it's not for tourist purposes. It's, you know, you're not just going to sort of lie at the Dead Sea or, you know, be on the beach in Eilat. There's a purpose to the trip. It's not just for a holiday. It's actually to go and sort of give strength, to give chizuk to the people of Israel. So the type of activities that you do on the trip are quite different to what you do if you go by yourself. It's much more about meeting people, meeting with communities, chatting to leaders, getting to understand the situation in Israel, visiting frontline defenders that have been at the forefront of defending the country over the last 2 years, and really connecting in a way that you would never connect if you went by yourself or on another kind of holiday trip. You really get a behind the scenes view of what's actually going on in Israel and meet incredible people and incredible communities, visit down south and actually, you know, go to some of the kibbutzim and meet with some of the survivors and meet with some returned hostages. So it's a kind of, you know, exposure that you really would never really get if you went by yourself.
And in terms of timing, I mean, this is the last couple of years has been a really important time to show solidarity. I was on the first time I actually went back to Israel after October 7th was on one of these, on the JNF solidarity trip. And it felt important. Why do you think that is? Why do you think following October 7th, these trips have taken on the significance that they have?
I think people really want to connect to Israel. It's been quite difficult for all of us being so far away during these last 2 years. And this really is a way to connect. It's, you can physically go there. You can meet with people. You can show them how much we care. And and I think that's very important. And from the Israeli perspective, you know, I've been going to Israel a long time, and I've never seen the response of Israelis to these solidarity trips is quite remarkable. They are so grateful for us being there, you know, and it's unusual quality sometimes. But, the people that we meet when you go down to the south, when you go to the kibbutzim, when you meet with the first responders, they are so grateful that we've come and that we're with them. I remember the story of some of the bobbers of Glen Hazel were knitting beanies for the frontline defenders of Israel, and when we took suitcases and suitcases of these beanies with on the solidarity trip. You'll remember we asked people to take extra suitcases, and when we had them out to the young people who are on the front line of this war, they were blown away. They were so grateful for the beanie because it meant so much to them. They put on people were crying when we handed it out. And I think that was really the essence of what these trips are about.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. Okay, talk about some highlights.
So this trip, we're focusing actually on the north more than we have in previous trips. So we're going to be spending actually 2 nights up in the north, which is really interesting. It's a part of the country that hasn't actually got a lot of exposure in the last 2 years. So we'll be going to the Syrian border. We'll be meeting with officials there to give us an overview of what's actually happening in Syria. And we'll be meeting with a Druze community up in the north. If you remember, there was a Druze community that was attacked by Hezbollah rockets. The kids were killed. So part of the trip will be to visit that community and to comfort them and to show our solidarity with them. We also got some fun activities up in the north. We're going to the Khula Valley. It's the time of year where there's the bird migration, and so we're going to be doing a sunset tour of the Khula Valley, looking at the bird migration, which is supposed to be quite a remarkable event, sort of similar to the Serengeti. If you're into birds, mm-hmm. it's the equivalent of the Serengeti migration. We're going to be spending some time in Zichron and Yaakov as well, and then we're in Jerusalem for Shabbos. We've got a special Shabbos in Jerusalem, and we're going down south, of course. We're doing a day down south to visit the kibbutzim. We're going to see what happened on October 7th and meet with some communities that have been affected.
Amazing.
And we're trying to make, positive. I think the mood's changed, and we want to be positive and be there to support Israelis and celebrate with them the return of the hostages.
Absolutely.
And the end of the war, please God.
If anyone is interested in joining, how do they find out more?
They can call. We're actually, so the tour is from the 4th to the 10th of November, so mm-hmm. we're actually closing bookings this week. We're quite full already, but right. This is your last chance really to book. And they can call the office on 011-645-2579, or they can email admin@jnfsa.co.za. That's admin@jnfsa.co.za. Howard, I have one request yes. for you. Will yes. you send us your morning playlist for the bus?
Well, we'll have to ask Mukundi very, very nicely if he's prepared to share that. He's very, very open to bribery with babkas and bulkas and cheesecakes and stuff. So I'm sure we can sort that out for him. Michael Kransdorf, thank you. Tour sounds absolutely incredible. If you are interested, follow those prompts